our future? What does it mean for our people? What does this mean for our tradition? Now, just to go over it one more time, the Cape Town Minstrel Carnival Association has successfully challenged the change in venue for the upcoming 5th of December Tweede Nuwejaar celebrations, with court judgment delivered yesterday, the 29th of December 2025. For just a bit of context, earlier this week, the City of Cape Town confirmed that legal documents had been served in the ongoing dispute regarding the 2026 Tweede Nuwejaar route change. The City's events permit office said that it is finalizing the permit application submitted by the Kaapse Kloofse Carnival Association for the 2026 Tweede Nuwejaar parade. That is the one that is going to occur on the 5th, which is next week, Monday. Now, the dispute initially arose from significant backlash to the proposed route, with the city attributing responsibility to the route change to the KKKA, and according to the CTMCA, altering the established parade route neglects historically important locations and imposes further entry fees at Cape Town Stadium, disregarding the community's economic conditions. Now, we get a further update with the chairperson of the group itself, the CTMCA, that being Siddiq Suker. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah. Shukran, first of all, for granting us this opportunity.
It's wonderful having you on our airwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, let's get into this thing. First of all, yeah, you see, at the end of the day, even in our pre-statement, I categorically stated that all of a sudden our culture is up not for the highest bidder. People is making money, right? Not considering the people that support this event. It is not the tourists. Let's forget about tourists saying the tourist attraction and what. And yes, there is for Tweede Nuwejaar. The vast majority of the people, if you look who comes to that sleeper age and fill the streets of Cape Town, it is our poor people coming from the Cape Flats.
Yeah. I'm trying to get into now, because I was trying to have a conversation with my listeners just in terms of what exactly is going on and in terms of what exactly is going to be the way forward. I think for many people, the question now becomes in terms of whether this is going to be the standard moving forward, in terms of the route change, in terms of the venue as well. I'd like to hear your insight in regards to that, because I think for many people, there's a question of what is the future of Tweede Nuwejaar celebrations, yeah, given all of this conflict?
Okay, let me quickly explain to you. I'm the chairperson also of the Cape Town, of the Tweede Nuwejaar Heritage Committee. We brought an application about almost a year and a half ago to national government to have the historic route declared a heritage route. You understand? So the city was aware, and the city then said to, because they are in cahoots with the KKKA, whether they like it or not, I will state that categorically. So what then happened is that the moment when SARA, which is a national body, contacted the city of Cape Town to inform them that, look here, there is an application to declare the route heritage, right? And let me tell you the basis of our application was the forceful removal of our people out of District 6 and the Puaka, and then the gentrification process, right? So they were so scared that if this thing gets gazetted, that we will become the custodians, and the city will just simply become the service providers, and they were scared that you will, you know, that there won't be a place for the KKKA. But that is not our position. Mm. This street parade is open for each and everybody to come and enjoy. But what they did now is to try to commercialize this event.
Yeah.
Right? Our poorest are the poor people coming out of the Cape place. Imagine a family of five or six just work it out. And that is normally the standard size of families coming that attend this event. Mm. It's 200 rand for mommy and for daddy, and if 5-6 colors, not 60 rand. That is without including your transport to get to Greenpoint. Yeah. Point number one. Secondly, when they enter into the Cape Town Stadium, according to what I'm speaking under correction, that you cannot bring your own food. Like normally, like we, our people used to go, yeah, but mommy and course, opkapak, polypari colors for the stadium for the yoga. Or for the street parade for that matter. You have to buy the stuff inside. So this whole thing has been commercialized from their side. Mm-hmm. It's all about the money for them.
Yeah. I want to know from you, in terms of now the way forward, okay? You've won the court case, and I'm seeing the city release a statement now recently in regards to the sentiment regarding the failure in the courts and as well the way forward. Now, from their perspective, they've stated that one of the two stadiums that can be utilized for this kind of event is Athlone and DHL Stadium. And they're also now saying that due to existing bookings for the two venues, there's no available dates for the four dates I think the court gave you, and or rather gave the city to accommodate for. I'm now trying to understand what is the way forward, and also I want to get into a query of what kind of march is going to take place now, because I got a question that came through on the WhatsApp line from a concerned listener that asks here, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So is there two marches? Also, how many troops are there in the CTMCA and also all of that jazz? Because they say they also know that the KKKA has 16 troops. So I'm just trying to understand exactly the logistics of what is going to go on now, Mr. Sukar.
Okay, let me just go to the logistics. If that gentleman, even he said that there is 16 troops at the Triple K, it is not 16 troops. It is 13 troops and a little three atsas, right? They actually invited us into a meeting to ask us to come and march on that specific day for the fourth, and we bluntly refused.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be part and parcel of that, because this whole thing of rerouting this thing, right? If you look, even if you look at the logistics, I want to see how the city is going to sort this thing out when it comes to the safety and the security part of that thing. If you go through, if you go under the tunnel through that train wall, and you've got a team of 1,005, don't you think about the safety of the members or the lighter sectors with the team?
Hmm.
Huh? If it is on the hard thing, what do you think what is going to happen in that tunnel? And so if you close that, you take them out.
Hmm.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm trying to understand exactly what's going to occur now, because I see also in the statement they're saying they're going to recommend to you private venues that could also be accommodated for. But I'm just genuinely trying to understand what our people are going to be have to expect. You understand? Because I think for many people the question now is what march do they attend? Which march is more important? Which one is actually the Tweede Nuwejaar celebrations? There's this confusion presently.
It is historical. No, it is the people can't be confused. It is the historical march out of District 6 right into the Boka.
Mm.
There's no other route. That is the historical march. I don't understand why people, even our own people, we must stop giving in with this divide and rule policies of the city of Cape Town. They are busy destroying our culture. It is not only with us. Let's look at Oyan. The Arma Wolanse team is going to die of March Klaar. There's no more Christmas marches or Christmas on. Right? They're destroying our culture.
Mm. I want to know from you then, Mr. Sukar, because I can tell from your perspective and from your group's perspective, it's more about culture, tradition, heritage. It's about the people. It's supposed to be for the people. And I can understand that entirely. And I think that's something that we can all agree upon. And I just want to understand now, what exactly is the way forward here in terms of trying to get to a cohesive understanding? Because I understand that previously your organization and the KKKA were in one sense unified. Now there's a split. Now this is two marches. I'm sure you can understand that that is something unprecedented in our history to have two marches and two different organizations. Surely there's going to be some way, perhaps, for you two groups to work together to come towards a greater decision for the benefit of the community. Because I can tell from your perspective, it's all about the community and the people.
Yeah, okay. You just raised a very valid point. You see, we were one organization structure, right? So at the end of the day, they moved away from a legal structure, which, let me quickly put into the picture that people is not aware and the listeners. There was a mediation process, right? Where the city of Cape Town appointed an ex-constitutional judge by the name of Keita Reagan to bring all the cultural groupings under one umbrella body, right? They, as the KKKA, then deemed it fit, right, to move away. Now, the moment an organizational structure move away, they must be, why couldn't they come and sit around the table to resolve the issues if they had any issues in that point in time, right? Why break away? But this is the culture of our people. You understand? That must be analysis. That is the problem that we are sitting with. And we are prepared for a unified process again with the city of Cape Town, but not to be controlled by outsiders or other people, but by people that has got the culture at heart.
Mm. So I don't have really much time left, but I just want to know from you your final words to the listener, to the people that you've been talking about the entire time, the community, the aunties, the uncles, the little children that always look forward to Tweede Nuwe Jaar celebrations. Give them insight in terms of what they can expect from your organization and in terms of the way forward, in terms of how your organization hopes to resolve this conflict. Because I think at the end of the day, for everybody, for the purpose of the tradition, something has to be resolved here.
I can tell you this much. I can tell you, because we have made an application for the route to be declared heritage, we will stick to that route. And there's no other route. Whichever way you look at it, we will never, ever, ever agree to any other route.